Episode 3160, Are You Exercising Too Much?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week, and today is all about healthy living. What are you doing to live out the life that you can do, allowing your body to perform at its most optimal state? Well, are you exercising too much? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Okay, if we think about exercise, I mean, who really likes to do it? I mean, if we're real, right, we do it. Now, there are a select few of you out there in the world, and don't send me hate mails, but you're like, I am all in on exercise. Well, yes, we know exercise is good for our body. God created us to move, and it's very beneficial for our health, but are you exercising too much? Because although it may be hard to imagine, over-exercising can have detrimental effects on your body and overall health. I know. I've experienced the consequences firsthand, and I can assure you that over-exercising can have negative effects on your body and overall well-being. However, I will say this, every body is different, and you have to know yourself so extremely well. You have to know what you're doing and how is it affecting you internally, externally, on your joints, within your organs. If you're taking supplements, how are those supplements working for your body? Are they the right ones? For some people, they can go and just get some off of the box store and they're fine. Others, it has to be so fine milled and so down to every ingredient that's in there. And so it may not work for everybody, right? You have to figure out what works for you. And I think that's where a lot of us, when we're looking at healthy living, we get it wrong, quite frankly. Because we're looking to everybody else to say, tell me what I need to do. Tell me the one pill I need to swallow, and so I'm done. Or can I just have surgery and then I'm done? You can't have an easy way out when it comes to healthy living. And unfortunately, there's a lot of things. Now, I can digress, but just hang in there with me for a moment. Because when we look at our food out there, our food is being depleted of micronutrients and minerals. Our soil is not that good anymore because, well, we've done things with chemicals. And that's great as we're fighting bugs and things like that. But is it really all that great for what we need long term? Yeah, you could argue either way, right? You can find a research study or two or three to argue either side or all the way around 360 degrees. But we have to understand that when we're looking at our bodies, we have to know what works for us. That means we have to understand, like, when we eat something, when we digest it, what does it do? How do our bodies perform shortly thereafter? When I say shortly, I'm talking 10 to 15 minutes. And then long term, a day or two after. Okay, that's long term when it comes to digestion. But then you also have to look at all the other components. You've got sleep. Are you sleeping well? Let me tell you. I have been working hard on my sleep, and I have struggled with that because whether I'm a night owl or a bright-eyed, bushy-tail person in the morning, I'm all the above. I don't need a lot of sleep. I've claimed that. I have done many episodes on that, and so you know it is truth, and so do I, but I will tell you this. I've been working to get to bed every night by 11 o'clock. Do you know how challenging that is? But let me tell you, it has been a game changer for me. Now, part of it probably is my age, yes. But I have worked hard because I will go and lay in bed and stay in bed wide awake for 2 or 3 hours. When I first started, it was ridiculous. I'm like, can I watch the clock turn anymore? I mean, it was like watching the big hand. I'm like, oh, went all the way around. Yes, I still do have a digital clock, believe it or not. I do like to see those. I don't mind the digital clock. Oh my goodness, the analog clocks. You know, the ones that have the hands. Digital is the other way around where you don't have to have the hands. But I do, on my watch, I actually do have the hands because I changed it to the digital format so I can see. All right, well, enough of that. You get the story, right? You get what I'm talking about. So we've got to understand how nutrition, sleep, exercise, all of it comes together. And what are we doing to our bodies? There's so many things that go into exercise. Exercise can be just what you're doing every day. Now, I would challenge you on this, that when you say I'm exercising, it's going above and beyond your everyday activities. So if you already walk 5 miles a day because of your job or because of your family, you know, you walk the dogs or whatever, okay, I want you to go above and beyond that. And I know some people will say, but Christine, I'm already doing that. But if you're wanting to really work on your body, really work on healthy living, it's above your everyday. So if you're already doing 5,000 steps, the goal is to go over that 5,000, not to maintain the 5,000. Or if you're already doing 10,000 steps, and you're like, but I really want to lose like 20 pounds. Do you think just staying at 10,000 steps is going to help? It'll help you maintain because that's what you're used to. Your body's like, yeah, I can feel that. But if you want to go to the step higher, you got to go higher than those 10,000 steps. Now, I know we don't like to look at it that way because it's like more work. Everything requires more work. Yeah, it does. And our bodies deserve our attention. And we've got to understand what's happening when we eat, when we sleep, when we exercise. And so I want us to look at over-exercising a little bit differently because it really is about finding the right balance. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Now, you know I don't like the word balance, but in this case, I'm talking about the balance as in your body balance, okay? Not necessarily harmony. The balance as in this is how I'm feeling and what I feel and how I can, you know, conserve my energy or make it through the day, how I recover, all of that equates to finding the right balance for you. So some of the things when we're looking at exercising, you've got to understand the symptoms of over-exercising. And over-exercising not only leaves you feeling fatigued and tired, right? You've been there. I have been there. I remember when I was doing 7 to 11 miles a day and then I upped it to like 22. Usually within 1 week, I would do almost 3 marathons between walking and running. I mean, that's just plain crazy, you know. And for a while, I absolutely loved it. And then pretty soon, oh no, my body said, Christine, you can't keep doing this year after year after year after year. And I did it for a long time. We're talking over a decade. My body said, you can't do this anymore. And so when you're feeling that fatigue and that tiredness, your body is constantly sore and achy, right? And that doesn't help you when it's recovering. And so you're going to lose out on the excitement and the motivation to continue your workouts, right? Inspiration out the window. Surprisingly, overdoing it with exercise can even lead to weight gain. Did you ever think? True. Sleep deprivation. Oh yeah, been there, done that. It's like you're so on fire, you can't settle down. And even an increase in body fat. And for some, this can be a frustrating setback. You're like, gosh, I'm working out. Why am I not? You know, because they're not seeing the progress they desire. It's essential to understand that pushing harder and longer may not always be the solution. And so what is that for you? Are you doing what you need to do just to get by? Are you overdoing it to the extreme? Like, oh, I got to do this because, well, you know, I got to do this. My body won't be able to do anything else if I don't do it. And Christiane, I can't gain that weight back. I like where I'm at. Or wait, I want to lose more. So that means I got to ramp it up. If you cannot work in your everyday, okay, think about this for a minute. If you cannot work in your everyday when it comes to basic getting up, going through your day, going to sleep, having enough energy where you're not hangry all the time, then you need to be looking at what you're doing throughout your whole day into evening. Where are you on nutrition? Are you eating the right foods or is it all processed? Are you one who's saying, well, you know, I'm kind of doing all right. Well, what's kind of? You got to find the right balance. And that comes from training and exercising in moderation. And when you do this, you have a positive impact on your health, your hormones, your mental well-being, and your sleep quality, all of which are vital to optimal wellness. However, there's a point of diminishing returns, right? If you overexert yourself without allowing your body to rest and recover. Each person's need for rest is going to vary. So it's crucial to listen to your body. You may have a friend who only needs a few hours of recovery and then they just bounce back and like, I wish I was like them. I get that. But you might require a full day. Don't sit there and compare yourself, right? We're always comparing in every area of our life. And when it comes to your healthy living, this has got to be about you. It can't be about your neighbor. It can't be about your best friend. It can't be about your mom or your dad. It can't be about your spouse. It has to be about you. And I know because I've been on that roller coaster. I have battled my weight since having my first child. And it's one that I don't hide because I delivered 5 healthy, incredible children. I was pregnant or nursing for 10 years. You talk about a toll on your body. Oh yeah, me. That's a lot of give and take on the body when it comes to weight gaining and losing and gaining and losing. And I didn't lose a whole lot. I mean, I lost the baby fat a little bit, but I didn't always go back down to where I started before I was pregnant with our first child. And so you know how it happens, right? It all piles up. And I was one who could nurse like a whole neighborhood. I produced so much milk with every child when they graduated from nursing and went into directly into whole milk. Then guess what? I had to throw some away. I wish we had back then in those days where, you know, you could sell your breast milk and all of that. I didn't have that. Very few people did that. There was a little bit, but we didn't have the communication like we do now. It would have been incredible. Like I probably could have made a really good living out of it. But you see, that was my body. If you talk to other women will say, gosh, I struggled. I was able to nurse, but it was hard for me. And I lost my weight. It was no big deal. And you know what I say to that? And I'm like, oh, if only. But you see, we can't sit here and compare because it's not a fair comparison. And it just puts us in the dumpster. And we dig a deeper ditch. And we're like, and we wonder why we don't want to keep doing what we're doing now. And then we feel sorry for ourselves, right? You know the routine. You've been down there. So you've got to find the right balance for you. When you're looking at exercise and rest, because when you have all of that and you really get this extreme, okay, I've got the right sleep, I've got the right nutrition for me, then guess what? You're going to prevent adrenal fatigue and an insufficiency within your own body. And these conditions occur when your adrenals no longer produce enough cortisol and adrenaline. So if you're one who's going to push, and you're out of whack on what you're doing, your body's going to have a lot to show for it. And pretty soon as you get older, not only does it get harder to lose weight, but it's harder to change what you're doing. And if you're breaking down your joints all the time because your feet are hitting the pavement or the treadmill, your knees and your hips can't take it anymore. Or maybe you're overdoing the strength training. Yeah, believe it or not, you can. You can overdo anything that's out there, including walking. And if you don't take care of your body and pay attention to it, then where are you? Well, you're back to ground zero again. Back to the starting line. And then you're like, but I don't want to be there. I get it. So why aren't you changing things up? Because you want the easy answer? You want that one pill or one surgery fix? Now, I'm not saying that there aren't things out there that some people need. I get that. Those are exceptions to the rules. But I will say this. A lot of what we can do is done with changing our sleep, changing the food. And when I say changing the food, I'm talking changing the food. I'm not talking about that you still get to eat processed food all the time. I've been working on myself now since the end of July. I've been doing some stuff before, really doing some hard experimenting. And I knew it. I knew what I needed to do. I just did not want to commit. Maybe that's you right now. You're like, Christiane, I know the right balance. I just don't want to do it because I want the ease. I want to be able to go and have my, you know, my McDonald's, or I want to have my big, huge Slurpees, or I want to have my lattes every day. Have you looked to see how much sugar, carbohydrates, whatever you want to call it, it's carbohydrates, are in those drinks that you're drinking? Whether it's the Slurpee, whether it's the lattes, you got to look to see what's there. What are you putting into your body? But you see, I knew what I needed to do. I just honestly didn't want to do it because I knew it was going to be hard. And then one day God was like, Christiane, you and I need to have a talk. And he won, I didn't. Rightfully so. And so I've been working diligently. And I'm here to report to you, okay? Because you know, I let it all hang out. I'm here to report to you that I have not eaten out since July. I kid you not. I've had no processed food. I've had no dairy, no gluten, no soy. I have been as pure as you can get with the realest food, if that's even a word, the realest food that you can ever have. And I am on one supplement, and that is it. And let me tell you, I have been losing weight. I am not killing myself in exercising. In fact, secret has it that I don't do a lot of exercising right now because of the season that I'm in. I have a couple things I'm letting heal. One of it is actually my heel on my foot. And so I'm letting that heal up. I'm hopefully going to be starting strength training here probably in the next week or two, but it's going to be very minimal. And I'm losing weight, a significant amount, not fast, but steady Eddie. And I feel better than I have ever felt, including when I lost the weight when my tornado of life hit. And that was over a decade ago. So I know that you can find the right balance, but most of us do not want to put in the work. And so we live by our excuses. If that's you, just turn me off right now. Seriously. But you see, I think you want more, or you still wouldn't be hanging on this long. You want to know that it can be done, that you can find that right balance between exercise and rest and nutrition. And that you can figure out, yes, this is what works for me. But you have to be willing to do it. And at first, it's going to feel like a grind. And I got to tell you, when I first started, I literally took it moment by moment, meal by meal. Then it moved to day by day. I did not look, oh, I got to wait. I've got to hit the 10-pound mark. I got to hit the 20-pound mark. By the way, I'm past both of those. But that's because I'm doing what my body needs me to do. Now, would I have everybody do what I'm doing? Not necessarily. Would I have them do a version of what I'm doing? 1,000%. Because I know what I'm doing is I'm eating real to my body. If you're eating real to your body, if you are exercising real for your body, if you're resting the way your body needs, then you're going to get an incredible result. But a lot of us are going and we're like, okay, cookie cutter, I'm going to buy this book and it's going to tell me exactly what I need to do. It's going to give me the meal plan. It's going to give me this. And I'm like, okay, those meal plans and all are great, but you got to tweak it. They may tell you to eat 10 cups of broccoli a day. But if you're one who now you're a little older, you eat broccoli and all of a sudden you're like, and you get kind of like that little run on your nose, maybe you need to look at it differently. Do you get that with green beans? Believe it or not, as we get older, our body changes, and sometimes we can't accept always what we are putting in our body or where we're buying our broccoli from. Maybe you have to switch to organic versus just, well, broccoli. Now, I know there's nothing bad about broccoli. I love broccoli. But I also know that for some people, broccoli is not good. I know for me, if I eat too much, man, I become bloated. That is not good. For some people, it causes major gas. A lot of people are like, but I love broccoli. Okay, but is it worth eating 2 cups of broccoli when you could have other green vegetables? And then you don't have to worry about being so gassy or so bloated, right? But we sit here and we kind of just live our lives for convenience. I'm here to tell you, you got to stop. I got off that train, the train of convenience. And I was like, all right, here we go. And I've got a select few of people who I'm sharing the information with and what I'm doing. Because it's wild. And a lot of people would say, Christiane, you know, you're absolutely crazy. I'm like, well, yeah, I do know that. But I know what my body is telling me, and that is the difference. You have got to embrace your own body. And if you're looking at your exercising, right? That's what we're talking about today. Are you exercising too much? You might actually be exercising too much. Instead of 45 minutes, you may only need 20 minutes and then change a little bit about what you're eating and how you're sleeping. But you have to be willing to put in the work to find the right balance. So maybe you need to embrace your exercise from a gentle approach, right? Exercise every day, yeah, that is fabulous. I think we all need to move more. That's something that I have to be very, very cautious of because a lot of what I do is in a chair, filming, editing, recording, creating. Or I might be standing outside, but even standing doesn't do a lot unless if I'm actually moving. And so it's very important for me to know what I need to produce and have my body react the way I need it to. But you also have to remember that exercise doesn't always have to be intense though, right? You can have that gentle exercise on a daily basis. You don't have to be all huffing and puffing with every single rep. Is it good to do that? Yeah, there's times you need to do that. But let me say this. If you're, let's say, 50 to 100 pounds overweight, when you're sitting there doing some jumping activities, what do you think that's doing to your joints? Think about that. Because we don't. We just know it's exercise, and I'm going to exercise my body. And it's great that you're moving, but you also have to think, is what I'm doing hurting myself long term? So maybe incorporate some gentle activities into your routine, such as 20 minutes of stretching. I'm telling you right now, you need to be stretching if you can 3 times a day, not even a week, a day. Okay, if you can't even do it a day, then at least do 3 times a week. But if you could do morning, lunch, and evening, oh my goodness, your body, oh my goodness. It will be incredible. But a lot of people are like, I can't do that. Can you do 5 minutes? Can you stand up in your chair if you're at work and literally just bend over at the waist and let yourself hang? Like literally just hang and let everything relax. All the way down to your fingertips. Man, that is the greatest stretch ever. Just something basic like that. Now I would love for you to do more, but start there. Maybe walking and meditating. One of my good friends told me recently that he used to be one who's like, oh, I've got to be productive on everything. And so I'm listening to a book if I'm walking. I'm listening to podcasts. Like I go from one to the next, the next, the next. I have my whole playlist. And now he's like, I listen to one thing, have my prayer time, and I turn everything off. And I walk. Sometimes I, you know, hear something from God, or I'm praying, or I'll hear the birds whistling and chirping. I'll see squirrels running, and I hear their rustling of the leaves. He says, I didn't know how great silence was. What are you doing for your body? You don't have to beat it up to get to where you want to go. And I know there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, there's so much stuff out there, right? Information overload. But I'm here to tell you, you can do it without killing yourself and straining those joints and putting yourself in a position that you're like, I can't even get up in the morning. I'm hurting so much. But I keep going because it's the only thing that used to work for me. Maybe you need to look at things differently. Maybe a low impact Tabata or Tai Chi. How about some cycling workouts? How about getting on, instead of the treadmill, getting on the elliptical, right? All of that can be equally beneficial. By engaging in these activities daily and truly giving your body time to rest and heal, because you need that. And guess when the healing occurs? After you've torn down your body, when do you recover? When you're sleeping. Go back to me here for a minute. What if I wasn't sleeping as much? Do you think my body can recover? No. No wonder I had injuries, multiple ones. And I'm not talking about when I was ice skating and doing things like that. I had injuries then. So one would say maybe you're just prone to them. That's probably true. All the more reason to take care of my body now. Because you see, when God calls me home, I want to have all my original body parts. I don't want to be the bionic woman. I have no desire to have metal all placed in my body. Sometimes we need that, and I love that science is there and we have that technology for people who need it. But me personally, if I can have the majority, if not all of my original body parts, then that's what I want. And I've got to take care of myself. You've got to do the same. And when you do so, you're going to be able to continue to make progress toward your goals as you prioritize your overall health. It's not just about being a size on a hanger. It's not about wearing a size on your pants. Change brands, believe it or not. And we all leave that for another discussion. So now that you're aware of the dangers of overexercising and really the importance of finding that balance for your body, you've got to take the next steps. And it's just one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So I would encourage you, look at what you're doing. Maybe you're not doing enough. That you need to look at too. Maybe you're overdoing it in one area, but not another area. Maybe you get 10,000 steps, but it's like, I probably need to be stretching more. Or maybe I need to get a couple cans out of my pantry and start doing just bicep curls. Make sure you're eating right and getting that protein in. Right? Having that balance doesn't come from doing just one thing well. It's a 360-degree approach. And it's not easy. It takes time. So for me, I'm in this for my life. I'm not in this just to get down for a wedding. Even though, yeah, that might be, you know, a good dangling carrot in front of me. But that's not my purpose, nor is it my goal. My goal is that I want this to be forever done. That when I say goodbye to one number, I'm not ever coming back to that number. I'm not, because I know it's not good for my body. And I know what I'm doing works. And it works for me. Does it work for everybody? It probably would, but not everybody is going to be willing to do what I'm doing. Nor am I asking them to. But I am asking you to do what's right for your body. And I want you to think about that. Because maybe right now you're driving in your car listening to this and you're about ready to make your stop to go pick up that latte or that 32-ounce beverage that you love so much. Or you're going into the grocery store. Maybe you're shopping right now and you're like, I want to pick up this. And now you're like, maybe I don't want to pick that up. Maybe I want to shop on the outer rim of the grocery store. I want all the real food. I don't want stuff that comes in boxes. Now, I agree. There's some time that, you know, you got to have your fun. I get it. But I'm talking about 80 to 85% of your life. And for some of us, we need it to be more like 90 or 95%. But you can still live an incredible life. You see, I know my ultimate goal. I want to be able to hang out with my children. I want to be able to ride roller coasters, not just for another year, for another decade or two or three. I don't know if I can do it in three decades, but we'll go there anyway. We'll just pretend because I don't know that I want to. I might lose my, I don't know, my hairpiece or something. Maybe my wig flies off. I don't know. I'm praying I don't have to wear a wig, but you know, we're all getting older every single day. And so not only do I want to do that with my kids, but I want to chase my grandchildren. I want to be there with them. I want to be able that when they're little, like our little grandson right now, and he's like, Grandma, and he comes running full speed ahead. I want him to be able to jump in my arms and me be able just to pick him up and we do our own little Dancing with the Stars there for a moment. I want that. I can't have it if I don't find the right balance for my body, and neither can you. And that's my plea, my friend, for you. It's not too late. It's never too late to get started on where you need to be with your body. If you don't know what to do, we've got some exciting things coming up at Create Your Now. I'm just telling you. I'll be giving some more information here at the end of this week into first part of next week, but we are not going to be exclusive to pray.com. So we're going to be on other television stations and everything. Yes, real TV. I know, hard to believe. You'll be able to stream us. You'll be able to find us on createyournow.com. There's many reasons why I've done what I've done. Just like working with your body, right? You have to figure out your business and what your strategy is. But with that, we're going to be opening up AIM soon. Now, I can't tell you how soon. I would love to say, in all honesty, before Christmas. However, I will say this. I have a lot of moving parts right now. We've got a grandbaby coming up, and my son-in-law has got some things going with travel, which means I'll be helping them, and we've got a house that we're still putting back together. There's just a lot, so I'm not going to promise you, but know that that's my goal, and if it doesn't happen, then it'll happen right after the new year, but you can come in there. You'll be able to see things on what we're doing, right? This is looking at life 360. It's the whole life approach. And I know that's what we need. And sometimes we just need to stop long enough to do exactly what we know we need to do. We've just been putting it off. My friend, I do not want you sitting in the doctor's office and them on the other side saying, I've got bad news. I want you to take AIM now with your health. Are you exercising too much? Figure out what you need for your optimal well-being. Go in peace, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.